Welcome to the Beyond Sunday at WMPC Podcast. Today, you'll hear Parish Associate Jim Ferry and Pastoral Resident Lee Hunter. They'll be discussing the third question in our eight-week summer podcast series titled Hard Questions, Faithful Responses. Does God answer our prayer? Jim and Lee chat about it.
I was just reading this yesterday, and Dr. Shaniqua Walker-Barnes is talking about her meditation practice and talks about how meditation allows her to connect with herself and to connect with the spirit. And she says, each time I sit at my meditation altar, I do so with the expectation that God is in the stillness. When I settle on the breath as my anchor, I'm focusing on the very life force that God breathed into me and all of humanity. When I sit in silence, I acknowledge the limitation of human language to connect with the divine. I invite the spirit herself to plead the needs that I cannot even fathom, and I allow space for the divine to speak back to me. Some days I hear something, most days I do not, other than the longings and anxieties of my own heart. But that, too, is holy.
Well, Lee, here we are.
Here we are.
Talking about prayer.
And whether God answers it.
It's a loaded subject.
It is, for sure.
It is a loaded subject because I know there'll be people listening to this who feel God answered all their prayers, and there are other people wondering, why not? Why didn't it happen for me? Mm. So what is prayer?
To me, prayer is speaking to God and offering up our anxieties, our desires, offering up thanksgiving for answered prayers or for gifts or blessings in our life. I think really at its most basic, prayer is just communication with God, our speaking to God and listening for God to speak back.
Well, sounds good. That's kind of what we do. But I feel my way along with this, and I wonder how adequate people feel about their ability to actually pray. Just wonder. In the Cancer Companions that we do, that group, there's a whole chapter about prayer. And is prayer answered? Is it okay to pray for yourself? Was it not answered because I didn't pray well enough? All those kinds of questions. And so it's difficult to deal with people in crisis or when we ourselves are in crisis. So should we keep on praying or should we not?
Great question, Jim. I think we should.
I think we should, too. And I got some help from a little thing I found looking, getting ready for this. In Luke 18, Jesus tells a parable about a widow and a judge who's difficult to convince. But before Jesus tells the parable, Jesus says this. Well, actually, this is what Luke reads. Jesus told them a parable that they should always keep praying and not lose heart. And I think not losing heart is something really critical because it's so easy to.
Yeah.
So how do we pray and not lose heart?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that, Jim.
I'm not either. But I think Jesus says just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. And I don't like the idea of Jesus answers prayers. I saw a sermon title one time, Does Prayer Work? And I'm not sure what I think about that because it sounds like it's a device or a strategy or manipulating God.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that when we pray for our own release in some ways, that we pray for what we need or what we want, and it is for our own edification that we just need to offer something up to God, and God may answer that prayer or answer it in a different way than we expect it to be answered, but that it's really about us and us needing to communicate with God our deepest desires, fears, concerns, whatever's on our hearts.
Yeah. I think there's another place in Romans chapter 8 where Paul writes that we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes for us.
Yeah.
And as somebody who lived in another culture and didn't know squat, nothing about the language, when we got over there, I really needed people to intercede for me. Getting driver's license, getting train tickets, going to the barber shop. I had a student that went with me to the barber shop. But the fact that I could do the best I could and somebody interceded, so it got heard. So I don't think we have to have exactly the right words.
But silence, the Spirit, silence can be a really powerful prayer.
Yeah. So is that a prayer? A sigh, even though you don't vocalize it, is that a prayer?
I think so. Yeah. You know, Paul says to pray without ceasing. And one of the things that I think about is that anything that is done to the glory of God is a form of prayer, whether that's silence or whether it's playing a beautiful piece of music, if that's a gift of yours, or whether it's actually speaking to God. I think it can be all of those things, as long as it's done with the right heart and mind.
So going back to another word, effective, what's been effective for you in praying? And you found some things, that ways to do it and kind of help. Can you share some of that?
I can try. I think that when I first, like many people, when I first began my journey in ministry, and when I was in situations where I had to pray, especially in front of people, that was really nerve-wracking, because I, like a lot of people, felt like I wasn't going to be able to pray as I ought. And so beginning a prayer with just a thanksgiving to God gives me a moment to catch my breath and to think about what is it that needs to be prayed for. And another tool is, when I'm praying with other people, is to ask what they want to be prayed for when we're making pastoral visits, because sometimes that opens up a door where somebody might mention something that we haven't even talked about yet in the conversation. And then we can pray for that need or that that question or longing. And then we can continue to talk about it after we've prayed. So that's another little tool for prayer. But I try to follow the model of giving thanks to God, praising God, asking for supplication or intercession, and then sometimes including a little moment of silence in there, especially if I'm praying with a big group, to allow the Spirit to intercede and for people to offer up their own silent prayers in the silence, the prayers that they may not want to utter aloud to a large group, but things that are just between them and God.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What about you, Jim?
Well, one thing that's really been interesting to me lately, in the Cancer Companions group, this little quote came up, and it's from a person named Brother Lawrence, who was kind of a saint, of who washed all the dishes and all this kind of stuff. But this is an interesting quote from Brother Lawrence that has helped people with cancer. And this is what it says: "For many years, I was bothered by the thought that I was a failure at prayer. Then one day, I realized that I would always be a failure at prayer, and things have gotten a whole lot better ever since." So just do it.
I like that.
I like that too. Yeah. And another thing like it, I also found, this is a quote from Karl Barth, you know, since we went to seminary, you know, Karl Barth and all this stuff. But Karl Barth says, "We do not know what proper prayer is," he admits. And it's actually a form of faith that we do run to God in our haste. But to do so reveals that we are really communicating with God, who intercedes us with sighs deeper than words, as a friend.
Yeah.
So I wonder if we can think of God as kind of a friend that we need to turn to.
Yeah. And you certainly don't have to have a proper structure or method. That's just helpful for me sometimes. But it really can be a very casual conversation. And there have been times where I've finished a prayer with, "So yeah, God, that's all I've got for now. Amen." Really can be very casual.
So my question about me and other people too is, so how come I don't do it right away? how come life can fix this, or I'll figure something out. Now I'm out of options. Now I'll pray. So why do we do that? That's an interesting question.
That might be a lingering question for a long time, Jim.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think that's the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Jim is.
Yeah.
And also, I find it easier to pray for other people sometimes than to pray for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder about that. And maybe it's because the stakes are higher. I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, what if it doesn't work? You know, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question.
These are all, so prayer's hard.
Prayer's hard.
Oh, should be easy. Mm-hmm. Automatic. You believe in prayer. Well, of course we do. But there's so much there and so much emotion.
Yeah. I was on our high school mission trip to Appalachia with Appalachia Service Project last week. And there's lots of opportunities for prayer and for the youth to pray. And we were gathered one evening. One youth was volunteered to pray, and he kind of said, I don't know how to pray. And the rest of the group just said, just say thank you to God, and thank you for this group. And he did a lovely job just saying thank you. So, you know, it does not have to be very formal at all. But I wonder, Jim, if you have had times in your 50 years of ordained ministry, as we're celebrating this week, if you have had times where people have asked you, why didn't my prayer work?
Yes. Mm. Yes. And so I just sat there. And if I didn't know the answer, I told them I didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Because I think when we pray sometimes, we don't always get, quote unquote, the answer, but we get God. And so I sat there with them, and we talked about it, and it was okay for them to talk about it.
Yeah,
and I think that, you know, in a sense, was a help to them in answer to the prayer, because, oh, I can't talk about my doubts in front of a preacher, but it became okay, and we did.
Yeah,
and then somehow, they got more of a presence of God being with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost miraculous. It wasn't like they stormed out of the room. Nobody ever did that. But yeah. You know, I mean, there were times when, like, I talked to the children of a situation with a murder-suicide and both the parents were gone.
Mm.
What do you talk about? How do you pray? Or some child died. What do you talk about? How do you pray?
Mm.
Well, you try to embody the presence of God and be there.
Yeah.
And immediate answers aren't going to come. But I think the answer of God being with you is going to come.
Yeah.
I solidly believe that. I mean, it's like a child asking for a drink of water in the night. Do they want the water, or do they want mama or daddy? That's what we really need.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very, very hard.
It's tough.
You feel like you didn't do enough.
Yeah. Yeah, being in silence and being in presence feels like it's not enough, but it might mean more than even we can know.
That's right.
And that's because the Spirit intercedes. Yeah.
And so the other thing that helps me in times like that is having read other people's prayers and the Psalms, because all the emotions we have are in the Psalms, and their worship and their prayers and doubt and despair and anger and fear and praise and wonder. They're all there. And so knowing that vocabulary. So one thing I do every day in the morning is read a Psalm. And maybe sometime it'll come to me when I need to have that vocabulary.
Yeah.
That's a big help to me.
That's a great point. Yeah. What would you say to someone who, I think that sometimes when we think about whether God answers prayer or not, we might have this image that, like, God answers some prayers and God chooses not to answer others. And that's a really complicated feeling to have. What would you say to that?
Well, thank you for that question.
Sure.
Well, first of all, when I hear that, also people quite often think they didn't pray enough, they weren't good enough, they didn't know the right words, it's their fault. you know, or really God is capricious mm-hmm. and God doesn't care.
Right.
And again, going back to this thing I said from these words I said from Luke, Jesus wants us to pray always and not yeah. lose heart.
Yeah.
So how can we help ourselves and others not lose mm. heart? Those are things that we can't answer.
Yeah. When I was thinking about that question myself in preparation for this podcast and sort of thinking about scriptures, I was thinking about when Jesus is praying in the garden the night before his crucifixion, and he asks God for this cup to pass from him.
Right.
And God doesn't do it. And just thinking about, you know, Jesus being the most faithful, and still the cup stays, and yeah. And the most horrible thing happens, but out of that comes resurrection.
Yes, out of that comes resurrection. Mm. And the other interesting thing is Jesus still is talking to God,
mm-hmm.
even in the midst. He still is talking to God.
Yeah.
And I think that's what God wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think of God as a parent, and a child would never, a grown child would never speak to their mm-hmm. parent, how horrible that is.
Yeah.
And how much that may, if it's possible to say this, hurt God. I'm not sure that's theologically true, but if there's a relationship there. So God wants us to talk to God.
Yeah. 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 Even if our prayers aren't answered, you know, I think sometimes people feel like, their prayers weren't answered and they don't feel like it's appropriate to be angry with God. And I always say it's absolutely fine to be angry with God.
That's right. I think God can take it, don't you?
I sure do.
Okay. Yes.
I sure do. Yeah.
So I just think like Brother Lawrence, we just keep doing it and mm-hmm. doing it and doing it. Mm-hmm. And when we do, it kind of brings us into the presence of God in a mm-hmm. way that would not be there otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just think it's a gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think some of these questions we have answers for, maybe someday we'll find the answers to, and someday we'll find we don't need the answers.
Mm.
That's the
We'll be okay with the questions.
We'll be okay with
the questions. And just asking the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after Philly, 50 years, you sort of start to mellow out a little bit.
That's good to know. That's good that something to look forward to.
Yeah. So I would just hope that whoever listens to this will continue keeping praying, keep approaching God, and not lose heart.
Mm. Yeah. For the Spirit will intercede.
Yes.
With sighs too deep for words.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Beyond Sunday at WMPC podcast. Be sure to tune in next time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whitememorial.org to hear Associate Pastor for Small Groups and Young Adults, Ann Gallagher, and Associate Pastor for Discipleship and Adult Faith Formation, Greer Booker Richards, ask the all-important question, why did Jesus have to die?